Hey guys, Murka. First off, thank you to everybody who was in the live stream last night. You all rocked it. It was the best attended live stream I've ever done. Thank you. And we have a victory, a big victory to talk about today. The Supreme Court today decided 6-2 because Ketanji Brown Jackson kind of pulled herself out of this case, but yet she was part of the dissent. But Chevron deference has been overruled. What is Chevron deference, Jared? Well, that's what the ATF has been running off of with all their new rules. If a rule or a law was ambiguous, then the agency that is supposed to be taking care of that had the deference to tell you what that ambiguity really meant. However, when there's criminal charges lobbied in that, they can't do it because the citizen's supposed to get, you know, the deference. So 6-2, it just came down. There's 111 pages. I have to finish reading the whole thing. I am at GunCon here, and I want to thank Sonoran Desert Institute for making it possible for me to get here. They came up and helped with the sponsoring of the channel here, and sdi.edu/gng is where you can learn more. It's a college. You can learn how to take care of the things that we'll be partaking with today, and that is pretty cool. SDI, links are down below. All right, so one of the concerning things that Justice Roberts, so Chief Justice Roberts, who wrote this opinion of the majority, is that while it was overturned, it's not overturned retroactively, meaning basically from here forward. So the challenge is now is, are these, and we're still looking at reading the whole thing, and I've been talking with Gun Owners of America and a couple of attorneys who are here. It looks like we're going to have to go after these cases on an individual basis. And the problem is going to be, how do we brief those cases, go after them, saying that the standard that these cases have been decided on, like bump stock ban, pistol brace ban, all the other stuff ATF has done, how do we go after that if they're not going retroactively on the Chevron deference? So we're going to have to say things like, you know, while the case wasn't overturned, the metric by which they were, you know, founded on has been invalidated by the Supreme Court. So it's going to be something we're going to have to learn as we go on here. A lot of people in our think tank this morning before we're hitting the range, and there's good things to come off of this. It's a win for the Second Amendment, but the concern is going to be on the back end. Will Congress now write a law that will start writing in there, like ATF has the ability to enforce this? So these are things that we need to watch. And as you know, I will keep you in the know. So all you got to do is subscribe to the channel. If you haven't watched that live stream from the debate last night, watch it. It's so bad that most of the Democrat Party today, all the supporters like CNN and all the left-wing media, they're asking Joe Biden to step down. Part of the replacement theory has come to light. Who will it be? Will it be Biden? Will it be Gavin Newsom? Will it be Big Mike? Will it be Gretchen Whitmer? Who else do you think? They have until the roll call at the Democrat National Convention to get their nominee straight. So there is time for them. Will they walk away from Joe and Kamala? Let me know in the comments down below. Love y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. I'll see you on the next one with another win, hopefully, the Supreme Court. Take care.